This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Trans Positions on Joy 94.9. For more, head to joy.org.au/transpositions.
On Joy Now, Trans Positions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Trans Positions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You are listening to Trans Positions. It is Tuesday night and my name is Michelle, joined by my co-host, Mingzi.
Yeah, Mingzi.
And Mingzi, it has been a... Look, I'm sure everyone all day has been listening to the news. We've been listening to all kinds of other issues going on around, especially around Orlando. Going through the Googles tonight, as we normally do our news section, I honestly, Mingzi, I came up with a pretty big... I'm having a bit of my feels tonight.
Good. Look, it is... this weekend particularly has been absolutely horrible for the entire, not only trans community, but the entire LGBT community as well. And it's been absolutely horrible.
Well, I know, look, is sitting in here and getting ready to flip the mics on, and yep. Even myself, you know, being an American, an expat, trans woman, it's Pride in America, like I'm just in a whirlwind at the moment.
It's really crazy, and it's actually quite shocking. I went and released a YouTube video last night for my channel about my initial feelings there, what came out of it. And for myself personally, it was quite difficult. It was really, really difficult. So it really sort of shocked me, and it's taken me a while to get around as well. So it's horrible. Look, but unfortunately, horrible things are sometimes things that we have to talk about. And tonight, we've also got something else that we have to talk about as well. We're going to talk to recently in Melbourne. There was a transgender woman who was sexually violated. She was raped for 14 years by her stepfather. We're going to be exploring this issue. We're going to be talking to the family tonight as well, later in the show. So we will be talking about that.
So yeah, so it's a bit of a doozy tonight. So hopefully you've got yourself settled. Yeah. Have a nice cuppa. If you do have any questions or thoughts or feelings you want to express to us, you can reach us how, Mixie?
This way.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 Joy 949. Email on air at joy.org.au or call us 1300-JOY-949.
So that is the way that you can reach us, and we can have a good chat.
They can also reach out to us on Twitter as well, on TransPauseJoy949, or you can get us on Facebook, how, Mixi?
Oh, go facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy. Don't also forget, it still is Radiothon, so if you still want to make a donation to Joy, go joy.org.au/Radiothon.
Go for the draw for the car.
Just go joy.org.au. You can make a donation, or you can renew your membership, and you can still be in the running to win the brand new Holden Spark.
Yes, it's those donations and those memberships that actually keep the lights on and keeps us on air.
Yeah, it does indeed. All right, I'm going to play some music for you. I have got some bad loves. I remember you listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9.
I remember you had nothing, my dear. Every meal you ate was served inside a can. And I remember you knew something called love, and we hitched along the roadside in the rain. And now I've gotta say, I know more of you that way. Every inch of you's a star. Now a chauffeur drives your car. Thank you.
little smiles for the people who had trusted and believed. And now I gotta say, not no more you that way. You're playing with the light, you roll it like a dice. There ain't a lot of love in paradise. There ain't too many.
Bad Loves, I Remember. You are listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9.
Now, normally at this time, we tend to do a bit around the news that's going on in around the world regarding transgender issues. Now, unfortunately, everything I saw was pretty doom and gloom, a lot around Orlando. And to take the segment further, I decided to write up something that was on my mind. So the terror attack in Orlando is the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And, you know, as a trans woman and an American expat, the Orlando shooting has deeply hit me. Right now, my heart goes out to the families and loved ones of those killed in Orlando. Just when I was honestly feeling proud to see the rainbow flags flying down Market Street in my hometown of St. Louis during the Pride Month of June in America, this incident has honestly brought me back to my early 20s and the fear I had of possibly coming out in the Midwest Bible Belt of America. Now, peering into the fishbowl that is America, this is what we know about this incident. At least 50 people killed, 53 injured in mass shooting at a Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. The gunman took hostages and was killed when police stormed the building. He was armed with an assault rifle and handgun, police say. And U.S. President Barack Obama brands the shooting as an act of terror and hate. Then just afterward, an armed man arrested in L.A. had assault rifles in car, and he said he was going to the L.A. Pride Festival. After that, queues to give blood by residents of Orlando queued for 9 hours to give blood. But if they identified as gay, they were turned away due to a federal law from 1983 denying them the ability to donate blood. All of this during the LGBTI Pride Month in the U.S. Now, the American view is that gun control wouldn't have helped. The shooter is alleged to be Muslim, and many Trump supporters are using this attack to vindicate their point against immigration. Others are trivializing the attack because of the sexual orientation of the victims, with tweets such as, "I, as an individual, would congratulate and give thumbs up to the brother who killed filthy gays at Orlando shooting." These people claiming to be Christian and cheering on the shooter, calling him a hero, as well as a phone call from a fellow expat that I had who went home recently. And while she was waiting in line for the toilet, she overheard negative conversations about filthy trans people. And this is just everyday conversation while waiting to use the toilet. And as women, we know how long those lines go for sometimes. I feel so much shame reading the hateful tweets and comments by my fellow Americans. The language I really want to use right now won't help the situation. I personally want to spout the words of hate back. To read the hateful words, it just breaks my heart. When you go to a venue like a gay club, you expect that to be the place where you feel safe and supported. When someone comes in and jeopardizes anybody's safety, that is an act of hate towards the LGBTI community. We do not choose this life. And I can't express that anymore.
We don't. We do not choose this life at all.
And if this wasn't enough, the news is filled with further hate. I've seen ups and downs in the news. I've seen positive weeks, I've seen negative weeks, and this has been a week that just absolutely has hit me. Transgender women who are shot for allegedly resisting sexual advances. Stories of sexual and physical abuse by parents of trans youth. More stories of trans youth being sent to conversion therapy. Transgender athletes being told they cannot compete in competitive sports because they might have an advantage due to their chromosomes or hormones. A court in the U.S. rejecting a plea to change their name, saying it's a type of fraud. Transgender bathroom battles are moving to college dorms. It's picking up even further. To everyone in the LGBTI community worldwide, this is why we need to stand tall. The gay community has become strong because of the history of legal discrimination against it. And despite the losses and the heartbreak, we will survive and grow stronger still.
Absolutely, Michelle. Very wise words. It's been an absolutely horrible event which has happened, and it's been incredibly hard, I think, for a lot of people in the community. As I said, it sort of really has affected me, and it's you see such hate thrown against our community, and you see it all the time in comments, in Facebook's posts, in YouTube video comments, and when someone takes it upon themselves to actually target a specific minority as a hate crime and indiscriminately shoots them and assassinates them, that's something which is pretty horrible, and it's despicable. It really is despicable. One thing which has really got to me a lot of late was a comment that was made by Lyle Shelton from the ACL equating trans people, equating LGBT people as being, or aligning us to Nazis in Germany. But the thing is, reality is, we're not the ones who are causing the hate. We are the ones who are subject to hate.
I remember reading an article, a blog post after this as well, and how somebody said, I blame you, Lyle Shelton, for this, because it's people like him that spout the hate and the negativity towards the entire community, instead of, you know, embracing and loving your fellow man. There's this hate negativity.
There is.
And this is why we don't grow as human beings.
Exactly. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
Made out, there's nothing you can do. Now you're on the corner selling rock, preachers pray to God. And the gypsy cab takes me down from Harlem to the Brooklyn Bridge. Someone sleeps tonight with a hunger for
you have to absolutely love some Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. That was part two. There's actually two different versions that she did record. There was one she did with Jay-Z, and that's got like a really good...
I do like that one.
This one, I think for me, this one, it's just such a sweet, soulful kind of track. It just
I just wanted to kick back me because I just wanted to honestly just have like a glass of red or a... Yeah. Some scotch, just kick back and just feel like relaxed.
Well, you know, I chose that song because I really wanted something which is quite sort of soulful, so you can actually, you know, it's been a crazy week, but
that's right. We get the mellows now,
and we can sort of relax and unwind.
So, what kind of crazy things happened for you this week, other than the news? What's been going on?
Oh God, you know, I spent a bit of time with my kids over the weekend, which is always
great. Right. We're on the same weekends with our kids.
We are.
Yeah.
We are on the same weekends with the kids and your kids and my kids, obviously different houses. Let's just clear that up.
It'd be interesting to actually get them all meet one another. But I had an interesting incident this past weekend.
Oh really, what happened?
So I went to one of my best friend's house, right?
Yep.
And it was her her 1-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, cute. I love those birthday parties. Did you have... How much fairy bread did you have?
I honestly avoided the fairy bread.
Oh, come on.
I'm a snag fiend. No. I go crazy in the snags, and I did have a few bottles of beer.
Well, Michelle, and enough said. You sort of have a go at me about my sexuality, and then
hey,
you're on the snags. Hey, now. Hey, now.
But
stop.
I had some nice American mustard on it, and it was really good. It made me happy.
I'm sure you did.
But anyway, so there's all these kids everywhere running around.
Yes.
Now, as you remember,
Hang on, they're one and they're running around? How does that work?
No, I've got so many kids there running around. Well, not exactly. But my kids are 10 and 6. And there was all these other kids just kind of bouncing and whatever. But there were these...
That's because they're bouncing because of the fairy bread.
Yeah, exactly.
And the carbs and the white bread.
And all the sweet juice they were giving everything. But there was a pair of twins there. And they're probably about maybe... five themselves.
Well, clearly they weren't my twins.
No, they weren't your twins. Yours are boys. These were girls.
Mine are a lot older than that.
So I went and I come in and I'm like, my girls. I'm like, girls, we need to wrap up and we can get going. And one of the twins looks at me and goes, why do you sound like that? And I go, what do you mean? Now, mind you, you know me. I put I look after my presentation when I go around.
Of course. You rock it, babe.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, and I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you sound like a boy. And I go,
no.
I'm just going, I get clocked by like a 5-year-old.
You got clocked by a 5-year-old.
And so, that's not
supposed to happen.
And so she goes, why do you sound like a boy? And she just kept going on. And I'm going, no, I'm not a boy. I'm a girl. And my 6-year-old started getting pissed. And she started crying, my daddy is not a boy. She's a girl. And this conversation was getting so weird.
Really?
And it was like, why are you selling a boy? But I'm like, they're looking at me like confused. And my 6-year-old's like ready to thump her because she's like, my daddy's a girl.
Oh, Michelle, you are definitely a girl. You are 100 and... 20%.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Sort of, kind of a girl.
There's not much left of me. Not much left of the boy.
No.
So what about you kids? What's been some of the funniest things for you lately?
Yeah, you know what? It's exam week at this point in time. And, so actually trying to get a couple of mine to actually do study, one in particular. It's always quite challenging. But he's a great kid. He's a lovely kid. But trying to get – and I look back to when I was younger as well. When I was a young kid, same age as mine, my twins, I should say, I did not want to do homework. I did not want to do study. I just wanted to do nothing. I just wanted to veg on the couch and just watch TV. Because back then there wasn't any internet or Facebook.
Well, and you can't even revert back to your, like, growling daddy voice.
No.
Well, I can. I can go, I said get to work, you know.
See, that's impossible for me. I can't go there.
No, you can't.
No, it's physically impossible for me to drop my voice. I think any lower than what I'm speaking right now. Hang on. Do you think I should try?
Go for it.
Do you think I should really try? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's as low as I can go.
That's funny.
I don't know what happened. I lost my voice, and then since then I couldn't speak.
That's funny.
That's funny.
No, look, I still love that I can result back to the angry daddy voice, and it scares the shit out of you adults too.
Hey, look, Michelle, when you do that, it scares the bejesus out of me as well. It really does.
A lot of my friends are like, "Whoa."
Yeah, this is like the first time I really heard you drop the daddy voice.
Well, I got a growl like Sully from Monsters Inc. Like, rawr.
I know. And I was at your house when you did it, and you had the girls there, and you dropped the voice, and I'm like, whoa! It scared the crap
They jump
out of
in
me.
The air like the Flintstones. All you hear is just running down the hallway.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? It is so scary when you do that. I'm like, yeah, that's not my Michelle that I know. But then you come in here and you're the sweetest, sweet.
I am. I'm Mama Bear.
You are Mama Bear.
See, I'm all sweet and lovely, but then I have the growl.
Yeah, you know what bears have also got as well?
What?
Claws.
That's right. I got big old talons.
Yeah, you've got big talons. Your talons are bigger than mine at the moment.
Yeah. No. Well, they're all right.
I got a question.
What's that?
Bears?
Yes.
The woods?
Yes.
Do they?
No.
They don't? I thought they did in the woods.
I mean, I like going on there because I am like the resident mama bear when I go on that show.
And that's right. So if you guys are a regular listener to Joy, you know, you are going to know the show that we are talking about.
Yeah.
The woods with Big Mark.
I also don't mind Brekkie Bears every now and then
too. Brekkie Bears, yeah.
No, it's good fun. I do enjoy having my mama bear role.
You do. You do. Hey, I was going to say, we actually got a new membership.
Did we?
We did, actually. We got a membership from Kenneth. So Kenneth sent us a membership. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And he also sent us a donation as well, which I'm really super chuffed about. I think he sent us a $100.
Will you stop touching the mouse? I was going to scroll down.
He did. He sent us a $100 donation as well. So
thank you, Kenneth.
Kenneth, thank you so, so much for being a proud Joy supporter of our wonderful Joy family. Here, and we really do appreciate it. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to run a very quick break, and we're going to run a very quick song, and then we're going to have our guest come through, and he's going to talk about
something very personal
which happened to his family. And once again, we are going through some very difficult times over the past couple of days, and also some things in the show as well which are quite difficult, but he's been quite gracious to come and talk to us tonight. So stand by. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We will be back very, very shortly.
Whether you're packing up your home or relocating your office, Alexander Removals and Storage make light work of any job around Melbourne or interstate. The personalised service you get from Alexander's is second to none, and all work is carried out with total care and attention. So before you move anywhere, call Joy sponsor Alexander's Removals and Storage on 95791864 or see their ad under Furniture Removals and Storage in the Yellow Pages. Alexander's Removals and Storage around Melbourne or interstate.
The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 presents Pets Allowed. Join the Lost Dogs Home crew and friends for Pets Allowed, exploring all things animal from wet nose to wagging tail.
Saturdays, 4 p.m. on Joy.
News, views, interviews, advice and everything mice.
Brought to you by Joy sponsor, The Lost Dogs Home.
Pets Allowed on Joy. More fun than you can wag your tail at.
Melbourne Theatre Company presents The play that's taken the city by storm. Timely and topical, Straight White Men strips back modern stereotypes for a hilarious examination of the luckiest social group in history. Join MTC for this razor-edged new satire from America's hottest playwright, Young Jean Lee, playing at Arts Centre Melbourne until June 18, with tickets on sale now through mtc.com.au. Joy sponsor.
Joy!
Hey, this is Ellie Goulding, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
See this scar of this year's gone by. They don't hurt me, just remind me I can cry.
Welcome back. You are listening to Transpositions. Now, tonight, we follow up now with a pretty heavy story that's probably the heaviest we've probably ever covered on the show. Mm. Recently in the news, which has been covered off and on in our segment, we talked about a Victorian man who told his transgender stepdaughter that she should be happy he was having sex with her because no man would want her. And he has been jailed for a decade after she secretly filmed his attacks. Now, we do need to hide names for security reasons, but we have been joined tonight by Joe and his sister, Ava. Good evening, folks. How are you?
Good.
Now, we are gracious that you've decided to come in and tell us a bit more about the story. And I guess from your words, I maybe catch us up to where things are at.
Well, it's kind of, how would I put it? It's thawing out kind of a process. It's been a shock. Well, really a shock since being able to speak out in the open. But now, having gone through the court process and honestly not believing that I was going to get any justice because I had been so used to being defeated and being told that I was going to be subjected to that life for the rest of my life, that it still hasn't sunk in.
I can imagine. I'm going to I just want to ask some personal questions. Now, after the situation, now, obviously, Ava, you're wheelchair bound. Is any of your ailments you have in results of the situation, or were you dealing with this before the attacks?
I had a work accident, but I was subjected to physical and psychological abuse by the assailant, and that went on for 13 years and threats, and so yes, as any transgendered person would know, being deprived of your hormone therapy tablets is something that you would know or not want to be. So having not been able to take them for 13 years.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Joe, I wanted to just get an idea as to when was it that you started to learn that this was happening to Ava?
So Ava rang me on the 22nd of July last year, and I was just at my late grandmother's house. I had to sleep over there, and it's mainly because our stepfather, who's the perpetrator, had kicked me out of home. Just to give you a bit of my background, I never came out to him as gay. So what happened was I was experiencing a great depression and suffering from my anxiety, which I've had since I was 4 years old. So he had managed to kick me out of the house. And as I was saying, on that particular date, I received a phone call from Ava, my sister, and she said she told me that day there he had raped her. He had just raped her, and he had also just beaten her. He had dragged her by the hair and knocked her against one of our cabinets, and then dragged her further into the hallway and repeatedly hit her head against a corner and stomped on her breast with his bare feet. And she explained how our mum came in and told him off. She couldn't believe what he was doing. And his robe had come undone, and she was in shock to see our stepdad exposed. And he said she wanted me to do it. She wanted me to fuck her.
This is obviously quite a horrible story which has happened. And I suppose this, you know, when we talk about violence against people, it's obviously something which is quite awful. What was, I suppose, with the family itself and the family unit, what happened with the family when things started to come to light? What was happening?
Well, our mum was just in total shock. She couldn't believe that he had sexually abuse Ava. And he didn't just sexually abuse her, like I told you. He was violent towards her. And she explained to us how when he did rape her, which was about 3 to 4 times per week on average, in the dead of the night, he was also sometimes using utensils like a hammer to hit her in the back. So that was the extent of it. And my mother and I didn't know. My mother has bipolar disorder and is on 2 powerful medications, and one of them causes her to become very drowsy, and she has a very deep sleep. And I just happen to naturally be a deep sleeper, so we never heard any of these things occurring.
I want to take this moment. I personally understand physical abuse growing up. I can empathize entirely. It is not an easy thing to go through. I just want you both to understand and hear for myself how brave you are to come out of the end of these proceedings after the sentencing, getting victory, and how strong you are together as siblings to then come on our show to talk to us about this. This is amazing. Where do you go from here?
Well, personally, I honestly believe more than ever. I mean, if I may say, especially even after the terrible things that happened in America on, was it Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
The reality of how much that we need to just, how to put it into words, that violence and in whatever form it is, it just, we need it against, you know, LGBTI community or whoever it is, really. But, you know, it's we need to be able to talk about it and find ways to for it to stop and support, because having been through this, once you come out and the police tell you to come and speak about what's happened to you, you are kind of then left on your own all of your emotions. And it's a difficult place to know where to go to talk, because you can't always burden your family. And it's, I came up with the slogan, support is the key, because even though you may not always be able to talk to people, if you know people are there, we're just this togetherness, this solidarity of everyone being together, because nobody deserves to go through anything on that large scale of what it, that happened on whatever scale. It's just...
Obviously, at this point, you both, you know, you'll find your strength within each other going forward.
Mm.
And your first step towards your future, you know, this actually is one of your first steps, because you both have found strength together to come out and use your voice. And I do believe that the community needs to hear this story, as painful as it is to retell it and hear it over and over again, that others will hear this and they will get strength and courage themselves to step up if they're dealing with this as well.
Mm.
And what you're doing, once you find your strength back, you will be an inspiration to help others get the help they need.
We're going to keep talking. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
She lives and she goes and she lives for me. Says she lives for me, evasion. Who will motivation? She comes round and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you.
keep on smiling. What we go through, one stop to the rhythm that divides you. Can I speak to you like the chorus to the verse? Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the games to play. So say, I want something to get me through this semi-tone kind of life. On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's all it I wanna do, just to live, and I'll feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no.
Welcome back. You are listening to Transpositions. Tonight, our guests, Ava and Joe, are here to talk about their personal issues with abuse and sexual and physical. Now, Ava, you off-air, you walked us through some of your thoughts and feelings. Do you mind sharing those again with us on air?
No, I don't mind.
We spoke about some horrible things, and you spoke about the abuse that you experienced during...
And you wanted to go, and the point of why you wanted to come on the show and tell us why that you want to reach out to others and make sure that they know to speak up.
Oh, look, yes, to anyone, regardless of how... age, I mean 18, or if we were to just say go out next Saturday night, meet someone, and in 6 months' time you realise that something's not right, you no longer feel like you have control of who you are. You're starting to lose your identity. You no longer have your friends around you, or every time you do turn to someone, you're being told off. Please reach out for help. But at the same token, I would also like to say, anyone who is in the midst of going through something and they don't know how to speak up, please don't make anyone make you feel guilty for feeling the fear. Because I know from a daily basis how guilty you do feel that you don't know how to speak up, and how weak you feel. Please don't impose that on yourself. You're already going through enough. But I do hope that there is some way that you can get help, because, I mean, it's just so difficult. But please don't make yourself feel guilty about not being able to speak up, because these people that are doing these things to you are making you feel that you are not worthy to speak up. But you are. But you are.
Joe, how does this make you feel?
It's completely disturbing, especially because when our stepfather was sentenced last Tuesday, Ava revealed to me that her emotions were mixed, and it's mainly due to a syndrome she's got. She has Stockholm syndrome, which her psychologist diagnosed, and it's when a victim of abuse, whether it's sexual, physical, etc., they actually learn to be controlled by the perpetrator, and they find it difficult to separate themselves from them and to not feel guilt.
Now, Joe, there was something you said in reference to Orlando and the shootings in relation to your situation.
Yes, yeah, so what I'd like to say about the Orlando shootings is that from my point of view, it comes down to pure bigotry, and it's disconcerting to just look at those poor 50 people who were slaughtered with a machine gun, and the other 53 who were injured. And yeah, it ties in, unfortunately it ties in with Ava's story in a way, because it's someone who has this hatred towards a specific group, and they want to exert their authority over them. And you know, even whether it be physical, sexual, or psychological.
It when you look at all the stuff in the news and all the hatred and the negativity, you see all of these comments spouted at those of us within the LGBT community. And most of us live our lives in peace. You know, we're the ones who've been abused. We're the ones, whether it's physical or sexual or whatever, and we find ways to move on. We don't retaliate, but the hatred, the physical, all those abuse are coming from those who don't identify in the LGBT community. But nobody talks about that. No, you hardly hear of it. Nothing, unless we stand up and come and do something like this.
Yeah, it really is hard.
And as painful as it is to sit here and reminisce and talk about it, because we heard a fair few things off air of things that had happened that would be probably a bit too much to go talk about on air. Again, you know, I'm trying to keep from crying,
yeah,
but
really
I won't cry, because I'm sharing in your strength as well. And we're so grateful for this. So from here, is Ava living with you now, or how does that sort of?
Yeah, we live with our mother in, the outer suburbs of Melbourne. And when I think about it, it's just so hard when you're an LGBTI person to live, further away from the city, and I'm always concerned about other LGBTI people who live, say, in the country, or they're more isolated. And I guess it's because they're just, people are always being bullied, and I think about what happened to Ava, and there must be other people suffering in silence who identify as LGBTI.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Do you have... have you found you as a family have come closer? Your mom and yourselves, have you? How are you finding picking up the pieces?
Well, it's just a daily struggle, as anyone can imagine, and we're just still, I think, in a state of shock because it's only been a week since he was sentenced to a decade in jail with a minimum of 7 years, and we've been told that this is a landmark and that the case was one without any precedent.
Yeah.
It wasn't comparable to any other rape case simply because Ava is transgender.
Now, just so you know, going forward, you definitely have supporters, and Megan and myself from the show here, and we are very interested and definitely want to stay in touch and hear about your progress, maybe even do a follow-up show as well around things.
Yeah.
This isn't a sales pitch. This isn't anything like that. But this is out to the rest of the community that these types of stories, the reason why we have memberships, the reason why we have donations, this gives people like this, myself, Megan, voices to go and have that strength to talk about what's going on in our lives, to help raise awareness. These things that what we do here, you, Joe, and Ava, this is why we do what we do.
Exactly.
You are listening to Transpositions.
Weeknights on Joy 94.9, sharing your passions.
You are listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9. Unfortunately, it isn't in the show. We want to shout out and a big thank you to Joe and to Ava, who have come in to spend a bit of time with us tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Can't thank you enough.
Well, we can't thank you enough either for coming in.
Thank you.
If you did miss tonight's show, you can get it on our podcast on joy.org.au/transpositions, as well as our podcast via the Apple Store podcast app or via the TuneIn app on the Google Play Store.
Yeah, and you can also get to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/transpositions on joy.
We are also Twits. You can get us on transpositionsjoy949.
Oh, God, you can almost get us anywhere. We've also got an Instagram feed as well, which we should actually share a bit on our Facebook page as well.
Megan's Tinder profile is no.
That's not good. If you do like our show, do like our Facebook page. We do want to get as many likes as what we possibly can. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have really appreciated you guys actually taking the time, listening to our show. A big shout out, also a thank you as well to Byron, who also took out a membership as well as a $16 donation as well.
Yep. If you do have any messages you want to send back to Joe and Eva, you can message us as well, and we'll get them straight to them.
Thank you so much, guys.
Shortly.
Hey, girl, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on and let me sneak you out and have a celebration. A celebration. The music up, the windows down.
community. Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Transpositions. Check out the program grid for the live show time at joy.org.au. And for more podcasts, head to joy.org.au/transpositions.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.